You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart is all about enlightening and empowering small business owners to be able to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that are really going to help them be competitive and relevant and attract more customers in a digital era, a rapidly changing digital era at that. And so today's topic is bridging technical expertise with human connection. And I've got a very special guest. Her name is Karine LeBlanc. She's educated in mechanical engineering and certified as an emotional intelligence practitioner. She brings a beautiful blend of technical skills and empathetic leadership to help techie business leaders connect better with their team and be far more effective and impactful as leaders. She's also a best-selling author of a book called How to Be Human in a Technical World. So help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Karine.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me. Perfect fit, right? Tech with Heart. Come on. Where have you been all my life?
Wonderful. I love that. So we are kind of more or less speaking to techie leaders because we find that techie leaders don't always know exactly how to be a very effective leader with humans. They're really good with technologies and robots, et cetera.
Yeah, proud of it, right?
So let's go ahead and start. The first question I wanted to ask you is, what is emotional intelligence and why is it important for technical leaders to have it?
Very good question. I think that's a good question to start with, right? Whenever you talk about emotional intelligence, everyone is like, oh, I want to hear about it. And I'm like, okay, so what is it? And then they're like, they're not quite sure, right? I feel like everybody knows about emotional intelligence, but it's very hard to explain what it is. And my way of explaining it is basically to be intelligent with your emotions, okay? And it's, I know it's simple, but it's the more technical way, since we have a technical audience, is basically to understand the emotions within yourself. And after you understand them, how you manage them. And after you're taking care of yourself, now what about the others? How are they feeling? And now that you know how they're feeling, how are you going to manage your relationship with them? And the big misconception, I would say, about emotional intelligence, about especially the techie world, is it's not always being nice. Okay, I have a lot of engineers that are telling me, oh, emotional intelligence, it's always about being nice and I don't have to be nice. And I'm like, no, it's not about being nice. Yes, it's related, but it's about knowing when the emotions show up and once you know what you do with them so you don't just react. So it really, really starts with awareness. And once you have the awareness, then you got to do what you got to do when they show up. So that's the definition. What do you think, Michelle? Is it clear enough?
I hope so. So it's actually interesting because my husband, he's more of a logical thinker, right? And I was talking to him about this show that Disney put out years ago, and they have a second version coming out now. It's called Inside Out. And the thing about the way that Disney portrayed emotions is that obviously each one of us has our own myriad of emotions. And it's so interesting when you start to stop and think about why the other person that you're talking to is having a reaction, or what is, you know, they say try to put yourself in that person's shoes. Sometimes that's not so easy, especially if you're a very logical person. A lot of techie leaders are very logical because technology, logical systems, all of that kind of goes hand in hand. So I would invite everybody to watch that show called Inside Out. It's a Disney film, and it really kind of opened your mind as to the myriad of emotions that can happen within milliseconds of each other, depending upon the maturity, emotional maturity of the person that you're experiencing, have an experience with, but it just also helps you understand that your perspective isn't the only perspective out there. I think that's another important thing for techie leaders to know about. If you want to be an effective leader, you can't just expect that everybody always thinks exactly like you, they do things exactly like you, that they have the history, they have the childhood exactly like you. So it's important to have emotional intelligence that expands your horizon, right, Kareem?
Absolutely, absolutely. I was just speaking at a group of engineers yesterday in Tucson, Arizona, and I was talking about how different people, different personalities have different triggers. So depending of who you are, what you think, how you were born, then this may trigger you. And when I look at you and I'm like, why are you triggered by this? Why are you actually reacting? This is no big deal. But for that person, it is. So it's the same point you're talking about. So it's very important, again, to be aware of what triggers you, what's your personality. So if I'm an engineer and I'm super analytical, I'm super techie, then I know my triggers are going to be like to be not to be criticized. If I'm being criticized, ooh, for me, that's a big trigger. Or people that are overly loud or they're taking all the spotlight, then I'm going to be triggered. All those little things, but I need to be aware of this. And I need to be aware of the people I'm working with, right? If I'm working in the sales team, typically the sales team are not the techie person. Sometimes they are, but they're more like the spotlight. They like the spotlight. They're friendly. They have fun. So I need to make sure that I'm okay with them and they are okay with me. So yes, that's where the understanding each other comes, right? It's all together.
And so going back to the first question was, yes, obviously we've explained now what emotional intelligence is, but why is it important for technical leaders to have it? I'm assuming that we're talking about being able to relate better, be able to communicate better. Anything else you'd like to add to that is why it's so important for leaders,
yes,
to have it?
So I think the tech leaders are so important, right? They have the knowledge. And they're very, very proud. They're very smart. They're very techie. However, you can be the smartest in the room, but if you cannot communicate, if you cannot collaborate, if you're not very good at relationships, then what is all this brightness and this intelligence for? Because when you think about it, we're humans. We want to deal with humans. And we are in a people business. Think about it with all the customer service everywhere. If you have a choice between working with someone and the other, let's say they're both equal, they have the same business, they have the same product, you know, then who am I going to work with? Am I going to work with the person who's easy to work with or harder? Am I going to work with the person that I trust, that I feel seen, that I feel heard? Oh, I'm going to talk about the know-it-all person because they're so smart and they have the best product. So it's such a big deal. And I have I feel like we forget about it because we are so focused about the business and the tech and the tangibles, right? That we forget that behind that, there is the heart. And without the heart, the brain is nothing, right? When you think about it.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com and together we will make your business come alive.
Well, that's just interesting because You said we forget about it. And that's so true, especially techie people. I mean, I run a software development company, work with a lot of engineers, a lot of different personalities come with even engineers. You know, there's just those who are just so introverted. Please don't ever put me in that leadership role. Please, please, please just let me go back over here and just stay in my zone. That's where I excel. So they don't want any more responsibility. But as business, it's not just the tech. And as a leader, it is so imperative that you not only have heart, like it really is important for you to actually care. Number one, right? Actually care about your team
truly,
and your
truly.
team's overall welfare. That's super important, because if you don't care, then it's going to be even harder for you to do this emotional intelligence leadership stuff. But beyond that, like learning enough about how to help you understand different personality sets, different personality styles, different ways things they're doing things, you can have your own system in place and say, I want y'all to conform to this system because it's been proven it's going to work. But you have to also understand that not everybody's just going to lock and load because it's not their way of doing things. So you just have to help them understand, you know, why. And then if you have questions, you know, come to me and not just have the heart and care, but be able to communicate that, right, Karine? Be able to
Absolutely.
Communicate that.
Absolutely. That's a big deal. And it's hard for them, right? Sometimes it's not their strength, like you say. And that's actually, I'm very surprised that they were talking to you, the software engineer, saying, don't put me in that role. I don't want it. So at least that tells me that they know about themselves. And that's the first step. And once you know, then it's easier to try to control or, you know, try to manage and go through all those emotions and respond better, basically.
Yeah, I think that there are some companies who, you know, especially when it comes to the technological leaders, they need people in leadership roles that can be both. Like they can be emotionally connected to their team and lead with, you know, quality emotional intelligence, but then also be super on top of the logical tech systems, you know, scientific side, right? So not everybody's wired like that. Not everybody can make that transition very easily. And so that is where you as the leader need to identify, do you have the ability to step outside yourself and focus on others and really focus on others? It can't just be all about yourself. It can't just only be your perspective. It has to be expanded, right, Karine? So here's the thing. In school, Karine, when you were in algebra class and you found out that the football coach was teaching algebra, and the football coach knows how to coach football, but he's just not really good at teaching algebra, how frustrated are you when they can't communicate what they need to communicate in a way that you need to have it communicated, because they're speaking football language when it comes to math and you're like thinking about it completely different? I mean, see where the disconnect is? That's what technological leaders need to take into account. How are their teams doing? And if they're floundering, don't always point back at them. Try and maybe take a look at yourself. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I like it. I always say that your IQ may get you in the door, but your EQ will make you successful and your EQ will get you promotion. And so that's the difference. But speaking of school, I remember at university, mechanical engineering degree, when I had a teacher, a PhD teacher, a professor coming, and they are very smart, right? They would turn their back and start writing on the board. But where was the connection? Where was the communication? I didn't feel compelled to listen to them. I didn't feel like they even knew there was an audience. You know, it's like they were so focused on the technical part, and yet we're there. You know, we are human. What's going on here? Did we understand? Are we following? Am I going too fast? Should I repeat? It was, no, that was not like it. And it was very, very difficult. Very difficult. It was all the technical.
And as a business, you have an invested interest in your team's success far more than a professor does in whether you as a student pass that class or not. So as a leader, you really need to be checking in with your team and identifying areas in which the communication is not coming across, or the directives aren't being, you know, followed, or goals aren't being accomplished. Why? you know, analyze that. Corinne, I know you do talk and you do help coach those technological leaders who are lacking in this area and they need guidance. But let's talk about, you said EQ, just to be clear, right? That's emotional intelligence. That's what EQ stands for.
Yeah, EQ, EI, yeah.
How does emotionally intelligent leaders be more impactful with driving innovation and growth? Can you just kind of give us a scenario maybe?
Yeah, sure. In order to be to be innovative, right, or be creative, it's very, very important to be in a good mode, you know, in this creativity mode. And when you're having, if you're working in an environment where it's very stressful and you're afraid of speaking or you feel attacked or you feel you're basically in a flight or fight mode, then it's very hard to be creative because you know already that your ideas are going to be shut down or you feel that you're not supported. So emotional intelligence is all about that. It's about, you know, the empathy and listening and caring and respecting and valuing your team. So I feel like emotional intelligence has a huge impact and is very, very important for creativity and innovation. It's like at the base. And I know for a fact because I worked in team where I was afraid of speaking. I was afraid of bringing ideas. And I felt like they didn't care or it was always shut down. And then my creativity kind of went down because I'm like, why would I bring new ideas? Why would I care, right? So it's super, super important. And of course, it goes with growth, right? Growth is the more innovative, the more creative, the different you are, the more unique. We all know that when you have a business, the difference between you and the other is your uniqueness, right? So what's unique about you? Why I want to work with you? And if the answer is because of who you are as a human, as a business owner, then I want to go with you. Then you start growing like crazy. So super important. What do you think, Michelle?
No, I'm in agreement with you 100%. You have to have a good pulse on your team. The smaller the teams, the easier the pulse, you know, control is. But as you scale and grow, you know, regular check-ins, making sure that the team has a certain level of feeling, you know, autonomous, meaning that they are being respected for being the professionals that they are. Everybody's got different strengths and talents. And it's really beautiful when you tap into all those different strengths and talents because it becomes more of a well-rounded approach. That way you're not having like these gaping holes in any one areas. You know, you've got somebody that says, but I really think you should pay attention to what I'm saying. And if you just keep shutting them down, no, they're not going to keep speaking up. It's a very valid point. I know the last talking point we're going to talk about was morale and productivity. You kind of tapped into that, but is there anything else you would like to add in that regard with the emotional intelligent leader being a much better and more effective leader because of the fact that they are aware of the different personalities their team bring into place and how that impacts innovation, morale, and productivity?
Yeah, absolutely. I think emotional intelligence is directly related to productivity because of that. So I'll give you an example. Let's say that your leader is a person who's pretty moody. You have to ask the people at the office when you come in, hey, is John in a good mood today or not? And then depending on what they say, you may go and ask a question or not. Well, let me tell you something. This is not good emotional intelligence. And it's very interesting because I did do a workshop at a company and the CEO was very proud and was saying, hey, I have good intelligence, emotional intelligence, because when I'm not in a good mood, everybody knows in the office. And I was like, okay. So I think it's not a good thing, right? We all have our feelings. We all have things that happens in our life. The thing is, once you know that your job is to try to manage those emotions in the office. So let's say that you're working for leaders that is like that, maybe moody, maybe that when they are under stress, you're scared that maybe they will start yelling or they're going to be aggressive or you feel attacked. And then what happened is coming to work in this environment, Do you feel like you are engaged, or you just want to shut down, or you want to close down? Do you feel like if there is a meeting, you want to raise your hand to ask a question or say that they're doing the wrong thing? Maybe not, because now you're stressed, you're anxious, you're afraid. So when this happens, then the productivity goes down because you're afraid. You're again in this flight or fight mode. So imagine on the other side, I work for an amazing leader, an amazing manager. And I felt like I could just, you know, sky was the limit. I could do whatever I wanted. That he had my support and let go, Kareen. And I was even more engaged because that I felt valued. I felt respected. I felt like I had wings, and I had both. And I can tell you that when you're fully engaged, it's because you get the support. But when you have somebody or a leader who is not emotionally intelligent, whoa, I shut down, and I speak a lot, and I have so many ideas. That's my personality. And I would just shut down. And I'm like, people who know me, they know something wrong, because in the meeting, I don't say anything. And I'm thinking, wow, the leader doesn't even notice. Right? This is pretty crazy. So yes, to affecting productivity, performance, big time. This is your money, people, your money.
So again, if you are a technological leader, you're a tech head, and you've been put into a leadership position, and you want to be a better version of a leader, a more effective leader, somebody who does have emotional intelligence outside of the technological logic engineering side. It's a completely different side of the brain that you're engaging here. So I would suggest you reach out to Kareen. She's definitely been doing this for a while now. She's helped many, many, many companies of all sizes. And so Kareen, how can somebody reach out to you that's tuning in today?
Very easy. They can just go on my website, kareenleblanc.com. And then there is a little contact. There is more information about what I do, talk about the workshop, about the speaking, about my book. He has my bio. So very easy. Or then LinkedIn as well, if LinkedIn is easier, right?
Right. Kareen LeBlanc. And she is the author of How to Be Human in a Technical World. So you can also check that out on Amazon. Kareen, what is a thought or a phrase that you want to leave impressed upon those that are tuning in today?
Michelle, I would love to leave your audience with one sentence. And it's basically, it doesn't matter how smart and technical and what product you sell if nobody wants to work with you. And that's it.
That's beautiful. That's, you heard it from her. You gotta see if something's not working right. You gotta analyze. We're good. Engineers are good for analyzing. So analyze and maybe identify that maybe you, the leader, could use a little bit of help, you know, becoming more relatable and communicative and connecting with your team. All right. So thank you for joining us today, Kareen. If you are a small business owner and you want to grow alongside other innovative but yet heart-centered business professionals, I invite you to come to the techwithheartnetwork.com. We are a nonprofit-led business community, and where we provide incredible expert insights for business growth strategies, but we also help with setting up tech stacks to help you create more efficiencies and automations within your business so that you can be a team of three that looks like you're a team of 100. So come join us at techwithheartnetwork.com. And if you would like to speak to our small business audience around your area of expertise, around a proven technology or a system or strategy that's really working in today's digital era, again, go to techwithheartnetwork.com and just apply to be a speaker. We'd love to have you on the Tech with Heart show. And here's to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.